from August, when we took over power, we've done nothing but trying to try build the base at the polling station and electoral area. And for me, that is what we have to do. And that is what we intend doing. And most importantly, in building the base, we need to give a message to the frustrated youth of today. The current youth of today are looking for answers. The projects that the First Republic did, which is CPP under the leadership of Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, from independence all down to the 400 factories, the major infrastructure programs that were put in place, clearly the young people are beginning to realize that where Ghana is headed towards, it's not the best for them. So we are at a clear position today to be able to harness the energy, engage the youth, and give them the best alternative. And that's exactly what we are poised to do with the current leadership.
Well, Madam Frimpoma, a lot of Ghanaian youths that I have spoken with are of the view that the CPP is of old people and that the party seemed to rely heavily on its past glory as the party that led Ghana to independence. What will you do to attract the youth? Because without the youth, the party will not achieve its aim of being the alternative to the two major parties in Ghana at the moment.
The Ghanaian youth used to think that way. Currently, it's different. Even if you look at our current leadership, you realize that from the national organizer to the women's organizer, the youth organizer, the treasurer, they are in their early 30s. So things are changing. What is important now is the message. The Ghanaian today is beginning to see that these two parties have not helped them. The situation is not the best for the country. So what is happening is that we have a clear message for the youth. What we are saying is that if we took over power today, tomorrow morning would have at least 1 million youth who will be out there ready for us to support them in funding so that they can be creative, innovative, and be able to use their entrepreneurial spirit to build this country again.
So, Nana, why should Ghanaians trust the CPP to deliver on the promises that you are making to them, particularly when the CPP and its political fortunes seem to be dwindling from 1992 after Ghana re-embraced democratic rule?
We seem to be dwindling because we didn't have the base. And all the enthusiasm and all the people that have tried to rebuild the party have left the base itself. And that is what we have decided to do this time. In addition, the country and the situation is ripe today for a new era. The Ghanaian wants the country fixed. The current government does not have the answers.
Moving forward, what should be the expectations of Ghanaians regarding the apparent resurgence of CPP in the Ghanaian political atmosphere?
Moving forward, the Ghanaians should expect much more of us. We are not going to just be jumping all over the place just as the other parties do. But we are going to make sure that we affect the lives of the youth of today. And we are going to make sure that issues that concern the people of Ghana, we would represent and address it in their interest as long as we know of it. Because if we cannot connect to the people, if they can't see us as people that care, then it will be difficult for them to see us as an alternative. It is not just about promises, but it's about doing the very things that we believe in, which is things that borders on the welfare and the development of the people.